Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Amen. This is Reverend Ray. Amen. We are broadcasting live today. Amen. On this Friday night joy, I'm just glad to be here and to be a part of today's broadcast. We're going to talk about the joy of the Lord. I'm not sure. I think Reverend Robin should be joining us in a minute. Amen. But we're going to go ahead and get started in a minute. I want to just make sure everything is working. Sometimes technology doesn't work for you. So hopefully we can get it to work the way and it's supposed to. Amen. There we go. All right. So we're on task. We're sounding good. Amen. So I want to welcome you to Friday Night Joy on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm Reverend Ray. Reverend Robin may be joining me later. I'm not sure yet. Amen. But we're going to talk about joy. Amen. We're going to talk about joy. This is something that I was talking to her earlier about. Then in this season of despair and chaos and confusion and craziness, we need to remain focused. You know, we need to make sure that hold on to our joy. Hold on to our joy. In fact, it actually made me think that for a second. I think I need to look up. But real quick, let me go ahead and do this. It's about the greatest broadcast from Vanessa Williams. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the French Work. Reverend Pat Randall, it's Thursday at 12 noon, Friday Night Joy. Amen. Ray Rose, it's Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life, Ray Rose, amen, is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Talents of Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Monthly broadcast as follows, Lifeline, with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful, with Reverend Novita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Amen. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, with Ray Rose, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose and Antonia Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is Midday Glory Prayer, Reverend Gwen Dixon. That's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dialing number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. I encourage you to go out and check out our website on whenchristianspeak.com. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so by going to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com, whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. Amen. So with that being said, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Amen. God, we just want to thank you for the joy. We want to thank you for the joy of the Lord being the strength of your people. We want to thank you, God, that even in the midst of pain, and even in the midst of chaos, and even in the midst of craziness, God, that we still have our joy. And we want to thank you today, God, for knowing that we can rely on you, that you are the one that causes the storms to be at peace, God, that you are the one, God, that causes that joy to be fulfilled, Lord Jesus, because of you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for us to keep us in this time and season that we're living in, of time and season of disease and sickness and many of thousands upon thousands of death, God, and broken promises and governments not working. We thank you in advance for keeping us for such a time as this, God. For we know that there is a rest for us, Lord Jesus, and that rest is you. We know that there is a bomb in Gilead, and that bomb is you. So we will continue to press through and to continue to worship you and to continue to glorify you and to continue to give you all the honor, Lord Jesus, for there is none worthy other than you. And we thank you in advance. God, we pray that this broadcast be a blessing to somebody listening to, God, that it will begin to encourage someone, that it will begin to remind them that they've been bought by the price, that you didn't make any mistakes, God, when you made them, God, that you know exactly what you're doing, that you promised, Lord Jesus, not to leave them nor forsake them, God. So we pray that today in Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Amen. I think I had talked about this before, and I'm not going to read all the notes that I've written, amen, because it's another topic, but I'm just going to, some of the scriptures I'm going to use, and I'm going to go to some other scriptures to talk about joy, amen. And so I'm glad to really be able to talk about joy, because there, man, look, y'all know there is so much stuff that is going on, and it's crazy. I mean, crazy stuff. I mean, at first there was just, you know, normal, okay, but it's cray-cray. Like every day, there is something going on in our society, in our world, in our backyard, you know, in our families, in our house. There's something going on. There's always something going on, and it's like it's a manifold of many things that are taking place, like never ever before. Even among the things that God created, like the weather, you know, and stuff like that, and the ocean, and all that stuff. It's like every creation is just trying to shake things loose, and everything. And we know it's because of that we're living in end days, but we also know that we, because of the sin of man has gone up into the nostrils of God and everything. So we know those things. But even in the midst of those things, we know that we can count it all joy. Amen. We know that we can count it all joy. And this is where we wanted to go. Scripture I want to read is coming out of James chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And it says, this is what it says. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. I want to stop right there. Now, James is already admitting that he's a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's already identified himself as not just to be a Christian or not just to be a follower, but as a servant, you know. And I think that sometimes we take that part and don't understand the purpose of servant. He's identifying himself as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on with the salutation to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. In other words, hi. In other words, he's saying hi. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. He said, count it all joy when you're falling down. In other words, you got temptation, trial, manifold tribulations and stuff going on, people talking about, he said, count it, the virus, y'all, you got death, you got the craziness of governing. You know, he said, count it all joy when you fall into the diverse temptation. He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith working patience. He said that the trying of your faith working patience. So everything you're facing, everything that you're going through is working patience. You know, there's going to be an outcome. You know, if you hold on, there's going to be an outcome that's going to be in your favor. But he said, count it all joy. You know, in other words, don't be sorrow. You know, don't begin to be weary and well doing. Don't give up. Don't throw your hands in the air. You know, like that. Don't throw your hands up and say, that's it, I can't take it anymore. But count it all joy. In other words, hold on. In other words, hold on. He said, knowing that this is the trying of your faith. Of your faith, work in patience. He said, in verse 4, he said, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Just go through it. Because you'll get to a point that you're counting it all joy, and the patience is working. And I mean, no matter what's coming your way, you're not fazed by it. You know, we need to get to a point that we're not fazed by what they're doing in the government. Oh, not just in the United States, but all across the world. We're not fazed by this virus. We're concerned about it. And I tell you not to be concerned about it and stuff like that. But we know who it is that we serve. You know, we're remaining in a place of being joyful unto Him. You know, we're remaining in a place of blessing His name. Amen. That's what we do. So count it all joy. Let me read it again. James said, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith work in patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Let God be God. Let God be God. You know, let God do those things that is needed in your life. Surround yourself with the things of God. You know, make sure you are anchored not in the things of this world, but your anchor is in the things of the Lord. You're anchored in the things of the Lord. Count it all joy. You know, count it all joy. You're going through some craziness with a relative, count it all joy. Yeah, and look, count it all joy doesn't mean that you're not going to cry. It doesn't mean that you're not going to feel bad inside. But what it means is that there is hope. But there's an outcome. And the outcome, because of who we believe in Jesus, it's going to always be in your favor. It's going to always be in your favor. Because God, and I can't turn to the scripture, but God knows the plans that He has for us. He knows our expected end. He knows those things. So the thing for us is to remain in Him, and to trust Him, and to believe Him, and to begin to be joyful in the things of Him. You know, I mean, give out a praise, give out a worship experience, but be joyful in the Lord. Amen. Begin to worship Him and think about the goodness of God. You know, there's a song that they used to sing back in England. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He has done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah, thanking God for saving me. Count it all joy to know that He saved you one day. Count it all joy that He gave you a second chance and a third chance. Count it all joy that He healed your body. Count it all joy that when you was weak, He became strong. He is strong. That He was allowed you to make it through. Count it all joy that the fact that you woke up this morning clothing your right mind, clothing your right mind, ready to go. Count it all joy. Amen. That your loved ones are safe. Count it all joy. You know, we take life sometimes for granted. Count it all joy that you have the ability to wash up and to brush. Count it joy, y'all, that you have a place. There are people that don't even have a place to sleep in. They don't have nowhere to go. They're homeless. Count it joy for the things that God has already given you. But more than that, count it all joy because you know that Jesus Christ loves you, that you know the living God that we serve loves you. You know, and He wants you to live, and that more abundantly, He wants you to survive this. Amen. He knows the plans He has for you. Count it all joy. I want to go to another scripture. I mean, because like I said, the title is The Joy of the Lord, and what I was looking at, actually, amen. Oh, here, it's the first one. It's coming out of Psalms. The book of Psalms 66, verse 1, and it says right off the bat, and one of the things I noticed that the make a joyful noise unto the Lord is listed in the Bible several times, amen? So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about the phrase, but then we're going to go to Luke. I want to show you something else, too. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. He said, sing forth the honor of His name. Praise make His praise glorious. I like that. He said, make His praise glorious. You know, He said, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Thou, through the greatness of thy power, shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. In other words, God, you are so terrible and you're so awesome, even if thy enemies got to submit themselves unto you. You know, when we know that if the air and the land, everything he created, everything got to submit themselves unto God. Amen. He said, all the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing unto thy name. He said, come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. Come and see the works of God. Come and see what God knows what's going on in the hearts of men. He knows who's doing this and who's doing that. He knows everything. He knows who your enemy is and everything. The Bible says he's going to make your enemy your footstool. We got to remain in the joy of him. It says, come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He says, he turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. In this, the psalms begin to think about the things that God, the testimony, the things that have taken place in their life. You know, when you begin to think about what God has done for you, there should be joy, unspeakable joy. You can't put a lid on the amount of joy that's in you, the things that God has brought you from, the things that God has delivered you from, things that God has saved you from, the enemies that wanted to kill you, that left you for dead. You know, count it all joy, even in the midst of everything we're going on. He said that he turned the sea into dry land, and they went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruled by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. In other words, I'm not being silent about the joy of the Lord. I'm not being silent about what he's done for me. He says, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, our God, O God, has proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us unto the net. Thou laidest afflictions upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, but thou brought us out into a wealthy place. He said, thou brought us out into a wealthy place. Count it all joy. You know, we're going to come through this and everything, that we're going to be okay. But count it all joy. Keep on keeping on. Don't give up. You know, look to the hills from which cometh our help. You know, that brought us into a place of a wealthy place. I don't know about you, but I want him to bring me to a place of the wealthy. And wealthy is not just doing with money and riches, but wealthy also deals with like a place of comfort. I can be at ease, like a place that I have lack for anything. You know, there's no lack there. God will do things for you that there will be no lack. He said, I will go into thy house with burnt offerings, and I will pay thee my vow. He said, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. He's beginning to remember again the different things that Christ has done, God has done. He said, I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatness with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. He said, I will declare what he has done for my soul. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. He said, I would declare what he has done for my soul. We gotta count it all joy. We do. We gotta count it all joy, y'all. Yeah, what was that? Amen. He said, did I just move this? No, I'm still there. Okay, here we go. I would declare what he has done and for my soul. He said, I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows. He said, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I've offered unto thee burnt sacrifice of fatness with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he have done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled soul within my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. There we go. Verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Count it all joy. God hears your prayers. He hears your requests. He hears everything there is going on with you. He sees everything that is going on with you. You are not alone. You are not alone. Amen. You are not alone. So hang in there. Don't give up. You know, count it all joy. The joy of the Lord is the strength. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. I want to read something real quick to you, if you don't mind me taking some time here. I got a scripture. Amen. This is coming out of Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 5. And this is during the time of Jesus. And it says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. And he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. And he ran before and climbed up unto the sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." And what did I do with the rest of that? What did I do with the rest of the scripture? Okay, Ray Rose. Amen. He said, "Today I will abide at thy house." Okay, let me see if I can turn it real quick. Let's go right here. Amen. I feel like I'm missing a verse that I wanted to read. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Luke 19. Amen. Thank God for it. All right. That's not what I want. Top 19. Amen. Amen. That's what I missed. I know I missed a verse. It said, verse 6, that he made haste and he came down and received him joyfully. 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 He received Jesus joyfully. He couldn't get to him because he was a little stature. You know, in other words, there was stuff about him and that prevented him to get to Jesus. He began to climb up a sycamore tree. He was doing everything. And that's the thing for us, y'all. We got to press through this thing. We got to press through just to get to Jesus. And then when we receive them, or when he opened his arms up to us, or he's knocking on that door, we receive it joyfully. He received this another scripture. I think it's in Acts that talk about how this man asked for silver and gold and everything. I think it asked Peter and someone for silver and gold. They didn't have it, and Peter told him to look on me, and he ran and looked on him and everything, and Peter picked him and go, "I don't have any." He picked him up, and the man leaped for joy. For joy. Some of us need to be in a place that we're leaping for joy, no matter what it looks like. We're leaping for joy. We're leaping for joy. Okay? We're leaping for joy. You know, we've gone through turmoil. We've gone through self-doubt. We're not big enough. We're not this enough. We don't look the part and everything. But if we can just get to Jesus, you know, if we can get in his presence and everything, you know, if we can get in his presence, we can rejoice. We can rejoice. In Psalms 95, amen, it says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." You know, let us make a joyful noise. You know, in other words, it's coming out. I'm declaring it. I'm making some noise. I'm shouting hallelujah. I'm waving my hand. I'm doing a shout. I'm doing a dance. I'm making a joyful noise unto the Lord, to the rock of our salvation. So let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. Let's come before him singing, you know. Let's come before him singing songs to magnify his name. Oh, taste and see that God is sick, magnifying him, saying to him, "God, you are good, and you are good all the time." God, thank you. You have delivered us. Like Mary sung this song when they came across the Red Sea, said, Lord, you have delivered us from the horse and the rider. You know, there is nothing testimony. You're making a song into a testimony about the goodness and the grace and the mercy of our Almighty God. Lord, you good. You did it, Jesus. Could nobody else have done it besides you. You did it when I was sinking deep in sin. With no other place to go. You were the one that picked me up, you know, brushed me off and put a ring on my finger, put a robe upon my shoulder, and held out the scepter to me and told me to come forth. The joy of the Lord is the strength of his people. It says, for the Lord is a great God. This is verse 3, Psalms 95, 3. It says, for the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. There is no one greater than I am. There is no other God but I am. He said, in his hand are the deep places of the earth, and his is also his. This is why we have something to be joyful, because we know in whom we believe, you know. This is why we have a reason to be joyful in the thing that, despite what the enemy is saying or doing, even when the enemy is coming against you like the flood, the Bible said that he will raise up a standard. Be joyful, because God is raised up a standard. He's raising up a standard for us, amen. He said, the sea is his, and he made it. His hands formed the dry land. You know, he began to declare what God did this. God, you know, sometimes we need to do that. Begin to declare what God has done. God did this. God, yep, he did that too. Yep. I was going through some things. Yep, he did that too. Yep. You begin to go down a whole list of things that God has done. And you begin to encourage yourself in the Lord your God. You begin to encourage yourself in the Lord your God, because you be saying, God, you brought me from a mighty long way. They said I wasn't going to make it, that I wouldn't make it, but you said you I will. They said that I was going to be locked up somewhere in jail, but you said that I won't. They said that I might never amount to anything, but you made a lie out of them then. We begin to rejoice. You know, people have gone through all kind of obstacles in life, you know, whether it's sickness or disease or broken families or daddy issues or mama issues, you know, of being lonely. But if they trust God and begin to count it all joy, I believe that he will take you to that secret place, a place that maybe you have never, ever gone before, a place that he would begin to remind you of his goodness and his mercy, a place that you begin to say, God, I just want to thank you. God, I just want to glorify your name. God, I just want to praise you. God, I want to just lift up my head and begin to worship you. And then you know what? I believe that when we begin to look at it from a different perspective, you know, we look at things different. When we look at things and we count it all joy and everything, and the joy of the Lord to begin to strengthen us, even in our weakness, even though trying to, I believe that we begin to think about God, I don't want to never let you go. Because that moment, that feeling, that emotion, that tie, that heart, that love that he has for us is stronger than anything. The love that he has for us is stronger than anything. And he will break whatever yokes that we might be facing. He will break whatever yokes that we may be facing. But count it all joy. The joy of the Lord is the strength of his people. Amen. Let's go on. It says, for he is God. This Psalm 95 verse 7 says, for he is God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. We'll hear his voice. We are the sheep of his hand. You know, we are his sheep. He got us. We are covered. And guess what, y'all? Because of Jesus Christ now, we're covered in the blood. We're covered. You know, he said, he told Moses, he said, tell him to put the blood on the doorpost. He said that when I see the blood, I'll pass over. We got that Passover type of anointing that's in our life. We're covered under the blood. He said, well, when I see the blood, I'll pass over. When I see the blood, I'll pass over. I'll pass over. That's what we want to be. That's the place that we need to be. You know, a place of comfort, a place of rest, a place that we are covered. We're not worried about what happens tomorrow or today because we know who holds, who created tomorrow, today, the future, and yesterday. We know who created those things. But our trust and our belief is in him. We're covered. We're holding on to him. We're covered in the blood. Amen. We're covered in the blood. Let me read on Psalms 95. Amen. It says, amen. Amen. It says, harden not your heart. Amen. Not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. In other words, don't go back to the way things used to be. Okay? Don't be going back to the things where things used to be. Remember the mistakes that was made in your past and go in the direction that God, the Holy Spirit, God is leading you to go. Try him. You know, trust him and believe him. He said, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my work, 40 years long I was grieved with this generation and said, it is the people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter my rest. We want to make sure that we are entering the rest of God, the rest of Jesus Christ. We want that rest. You know, we want to remain in that rest. You know, we want to be trusted in that rest. We want to have faith and believe in that rest, which is him. We can't do it no other way. We can't do it no other way. We have to trust him. The joy of the Lord is the strength of his people. Count it all joy. Don't be discouraged. Don't be weary in well-doing, but hold on. Be strong in the power of his might. He told Joshua, didn't I say tell you to be strong? He told Joshua, he said, didn't I tell you be strong? We have to be strong in him. Yeah, him. You know, God is still on the throne. Jesus is soon to come. God is still on the throne, and Jesus is soon to come. And come. No matter what's going on in the world is going to do what the world does best. You know, Republicans, Democrats, Independents—they're going to do what they do. But we are in this world, but we're not of the world. You know, we have a royal priesthood. We need to remember, you know, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are only here for a temporary thing anyway and stuff like that. We can't get so caught up in the things and the cares of this world that we miss what's really going on with Christ, that we miss that there's a hand that's right there on the wall that's saying that Jesus is soon to come, that we miss the opportunity to witness to somebody and tell somebody about a loving God, that we missed the opportunity to tell somebody about how Jesus Christ died on the cross just for them. And you tell them for your name, whoever they are. You say their name. He died for you, Henry. He died for you, Joyce. He died for you. I couldn't think of another name. But he died for you. You know, that thing has to become personal, the knowing that he died for me. Yeah. And then once we realize that, once we get to that place, we begin to learn of him. You know, we begin to study ourselves unto him, the things of him. We begin to read the word. You know, we ask him to reveal the word to us and stuff like that. You know, and not necessarily depend on a preacher or a pastor, anybody, but Lord, reveal the word for me, you know. Reveal the word for my own sake so that it would get down into me. Take that word and hide it within my heart that I might not sin against you, that I might not do anything that would cause you displeasure. That you might look at me and stuff, that you may look at me and say, that's my son or that's my daughter, that who am I well pleased in. That you might look at me like that. And stuff. And that's what we want. That's what we want. Amen. We want that. We want that. We want that. Amen. 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 Let's go back for Psalms 95. We're going to try to finish this up. Amen. It says that, that was it. He said, 40 years, Psalms 95, 10 said, 40 years long I was grieved with this generation. I said, it is the people that do error in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto my swear and my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. That they should not enter into my rest, y'all. We want to be able to enter into the rest. Who's the rest? The rest is Jesus Christ. That's that peace. That passes all understanding. That's that comfort place. That's that the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. You know, that's the rest that we need to be even in the midst of all that. You can be working, you know, doing your job. You can be grocery shopping. You know, you can be doing all the things, but you're in a place of rest because of him. You know, a place of not worrying, not fretting, not anything, but you're trusting and believing in a holy God. You're trusting and believing in his word. And you know that his word won't return back into a void. So if he said it, then it shall come to pass. You know, we may have to wait on it, but it's coming. Just hang in there. It's coming. And believe and trust in him. Amen. I want to read another scripture. This is coming out of Psalms 9 and 8. Amen. I'm going to read it because it's a short song. I'm going to read it all, the whole thing. But again, it talks about the joy of the Lord. Amen. It says, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. His right hand and his holy arm. He did it with his right hand. Amen. It said, the Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. In other words, he didn't hide it from nobody. You know, he didn't. God, when God does a thing, he don't hide it. He don't have to hide it. It was a witness and a testimony in his glory unto himself. So you don't have to hide it. You're going to see the world. They might not proclaim it, but they're going to know that something took place and it wasn't them. So he's not going to hide it. Amen. So the Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness. He openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He had remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. That's us. And all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of God. In other words, he bear witness of himself, you know, because there's no one mightier than him. You know, he bear witness of himself because there's no one mightier than him. He don't have to report to anybody. All he had to do is do a thing and it's done. All he has to do is speak a word and it's a complete. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth make a loud noise and rejoice and sing. He said, all the earth, that covers all everything. That covers everything. He said, sing unto the Lord with a harp. And with a harp and the voice of a song. Again, it goes back to worship. That worship, being in a place of praise and a place of worshiping him and honoring him and magnifying. Oh, taste the Lord. Taste and see how good God you are. You know, you honoring him. God, you are so good. God, you are awesome. God, you are all that. I call you all that. You are all that to me. There is no one like you. God, when I think about the goodness of you and all you do, I have to cry out, Lord, thank you for saving me. You are all that. All the glory belongs to him. All the glory belongs to him. He says, verse 6 says, with the trumpets and the sound of the cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. In other words, begin to be joyful, even with the instruments and everything, whatever you got. You know, if you had a clap in hand, begin to clap in hand, because he deserved the honor, he deserved the praise. He said, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof and the world that they that dwell in. He said, let them, everything. It's making a joyful, even the trees. You ever see the trees, how they're going, when the wind is blowing, they're going back. There's a sign of making a joyful noise unto him. He said, let the floods, there you go, let the floods clap their hands. Let the heat be joyful together. Everything is being joyful in the presence of God. It can't help it. It just can't help it because of his righteousness and because of who he is. He is I am. He is the great I am. There is no other I am but him. He said, verse 9 said, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth with righteousness, shall he judge the world and the people with equity. He said, and the people with equity. He's coming forth to do those things. He's coming forth to do those things. He's coming forth. We have to rely on the joy of the Lord. Yes, there can be times of sorrow. You know, the Bible talks about there's a season and a time for everything underneath the sun. Everything has a season or a time. But that doesn't change our heart. Our heart belongs to Jesus Christ. You know, when I talk about the joy of the Lord, I'm talking about it's a heart thing. It's not based off your feelings and everything or your emotions, but it's a heart thing. You know, some of the older saints used to say there's two times when you praise the Lord. You got to praise him when you feel like it, and you got to praise him when you don't. It's a heart thing. I'm rejoicing in the Lord. I can't see my way through. In other words, it has to be like a Job experience. I can't see how I lost everything, but I will not curse God, but I'm going to rejoice in him because I know he's well able to give back everything that was taken. Hebrew boy, it's the same thing in the fire. I know that he's well able to deliver me and stuff. You know, I know he's well able, that testimony, that song, that strength and stuff of seeing God work miracles in our life time after time after time after time after time. Again, as if he did it, that depending on him, that trusting in him, that even when other people say, man, you should have given up. Oh, I thought you was dead. No, I ain't going nowhere because God said that I should live and not die. God, man, I didn't know what you was going to make it. I thought you had lost your mind. No, I didn't lose my mind because God said that I'm going to be in my righteous mind before him. But I'm holding on. Well, how are you still holding on? I'm not holding on by my own strength, but I'm holding on through the strength of Jesus Christ. That died for me on the cross and said to me that now you are my son. Said to me that we are his sons and daughters in him. We are joint heirs now, you know. We are peculiar people. We are a holy nation now. All those things apply. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, and everything. You know, and we're walking now in the promises of him. And being in that we're walking in the promise of him and stuff like that, we're not weary. You know, we're concerned. We can be concerned, but don't be weary. Don't worry. You know, we can do those things and stuff because we know that God's going to work it out. You know, and I'm not saying that there won't be times that we won't get weary or we won't be worried about stuff because we're in this flesh. You know, and in this flesh, there is no good thing. But when you get to that place, come back to it. It's like, oh, okay, got that. I do that all the time, man. I be sitting like, oh, man, God, I need that. You know, things, because life happens. We're living in a time and a season right now that life is happening 24/7, man. Life happens. There's all, like I said earlier, there's always something that's going on. Life happens. Life happens. But what we do and stuff like that, we rely on Jesus Christ. Then when the enemy do come up against it, well, got to go back to him. You know, get back in that place, that secret place with him. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, man. Wow. You said before the Lord, he comes to you. I want to read another one. Songs, because I only got one more. This is a short song, amen. This is Psalms 100, amen. And all of us are familiar with this, but I want to read the song and just go from there. And I think, Reverend Robin, are you with us?
Yes,
Ray,
I'm on the line.
Amen, amen. So I'm going to read Psalms 100. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Again, that's the key word, is all. You know, he's talking about every nation, all healing. He ain't leaving nobody out. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. When we come before the Lord, we should serve him with gladness. Gladness for what? The gladness because of things that he has done. Gladness because we're in the land of the living. Gladness because of what took place on the cross. Gladness because our names are written in the book of life. Gladness. Coming before his presence with singing, God, I love you. I won't try to sing because I don't want to scare nobody away. But God, I love you, and I know you love me too. Gladness, you know, singing, present with singing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Gladness, you know, thanking him, worshiping him, all in joy. He said, know ye the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We didn't do this. We could never have made ourselves even if we retire. Even though man is, if you look around, man is trying to do that now with DNA and cloning and all this different things. They can't do it. Mm-hmm. He said, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. In other words, isn't something to know that God declared us his people? We are his. We are his. We he gave us name and right. He gave us our name, you know, he named us and everything. He said, in the sheep of his pasture, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. So enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. You know, in other words, you coming through that presence. And look, let me put this in here real quick. That gate, whatever, is not necessarily a building. That is tied back into the relationship you have with him. So when you begin to get in that relationship, look, God, okay, I'm coming down and I'm getting ready to pray or whatever the case. I'm going to enter a day Thanksgiving. I'm going to enter with your course with praise and everything. And I'm going to bless your name. He said, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. He said, for the Lord is good. God is good. God is good. And I think that sometimes we get caught up in different things and words and theologians and all that. But the bottom line is that God is good. It said his mercy is everlasting. It said his mercy is everlasting. Okay? And his truth endures to all generations. There's no time limit on God. He said, the scripture talking about Jesus, he said, he is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. You know, he was there during the creation. He'd be there when the creation is gone. He's there. He's unchanging. He changed not. You know, the same God of Moses, the same God today. He changed not. You know, but because that we are under grace and because that we are the mercy men, you know. That means a lot, you know, and because we have a greater intercessor, because he's constantly interceding on our behalf, you know, we have an advocate with the Father now, and that's Jesus Christ. That's Jesus Christ, amen. Amen, amen. Rob, you have anything to add, anything you'd like to say?
I'm just being blessed by all that's being said. Reverend Ray,
okay.
Early being blessed.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Awesome.
But, amen. But the joy of the Lord, man. The joy of the Lord, you know. Joy of the Lord. I think I had something. I had two different types of notes going on at the same time. But, okay, in my notes I got why joy? And this is where I talk about the joy of the Lord's ministry. Of his people, amen. That's coming out of Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 10, amen. You know, so when your joy is taken away, I said, got in my notes that then you lose your strength. You got to hold on to the joy, man. You know, but our joy is Jesus Christ. You know, he doesn't say it don't go anywhere. It's right there. You know, it's like a well of water. That's overflowing. All we got to do is just get to it. Amen. All we got to do is get it. Says, the joy allows you to press through life circumstances, even when the flesh don't feel like it. That the joy allows you to press through life circumstances, even when the flesh don't feel like it. Well, it says, next one, it says, when we say that Jesus is the center of our joy, it means our focus is on him. Anything other than that is a distraction. What Christ represents to us is pure joy. You know, pure joy, man. So why should we have joy? Because of the love of God, because Christ died for us, because we have fellowship with the Father now, and because we are heirs of the throne, because he, Jesus Christ, has already overcome the world. What did we do with our joy? And here I talk about, without getting too much of detail, because the notes go on, and I want to finish this in one setting. But our joy is another one of our weapon. It's another one of our, like, praise is a weapon. Amen. Prayer, all these things are at our disposal. So the enemy wants us to not to have joy. He wants us to be hopeless, you know, to want to give up and all those things and stuff. You know, he desires, and that's how he comes. He'll bring things to you to prick at your very heart, man. You know, I was watching on TV, and they were showing a segment of a little baby, probably about 6 months old, that had the virus, and they was on the respirator, and all that kind of stuff. And it was bad to see, you know, because we are visual people, and we see things that they can snap out of our joy. They can try to snap our joy. You know, but what we need to remember is that even through that, you know, God can do anything. You know, And then in our part is then we see things or we hear things. We're intercessors. He called it, all of us are intercessors. You're believing in Jesus Christ, whether you know it or not. Two things. You're an intercessor. You need to be able to intercede or pray for somebody and stuff like that. Because he said, pray one for another. Okay? You know? And we need to be able to pray. You know, it don't have to be no long or exegetical or homiletical type prayer, but we need to be able to pray for each other. You know, he said that we need to be able to pray and faint not. We're definitely in leaving the sin. So when we see them, we just go into pray. You know, it don't have to be long, you know, nothing like that. Just go in to pray. You know somebody's hurting, you know, how can you not feel the people that are hurting, you know, when you see things like that, you know, or you hear about people, in my case, when I hear about people that had a stroke and stuff, there's something about when I hear about somebody that had a stroke, there's a compassion there or empathy there that takes place that I want to go like, oh, God, bless them, help them. Not just help them, but help the family that also they're going through. But I still have to remain in the joy of the Lord, even with that. I still have to remain in the joy. We can't take on the chaos of this world. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Well, I'm done. I thank you for joining me tonight. I don't know what Reverend Robert has anything else to add, but if not, amen. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Amen. So you good, sis? Amen. Amen. Sis, good. Amen. So I want to thank you again for listening in on Friday Night Joy. I'm Reverend Ray. I want you to remember and begin to go back and study these scriptures about the joy of the Lord. Amen. The joy of the Lord. Amen. God is there for you. He's not left you. Amen. Father God, we come today first to say thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, for restoring us, God. I hope, God, restoring the things that the cankerworm and the locust and the palmer and the grasshopper have eaten, God. Restoring everything that was about us, God, and remind us that we've been bought with a price. We pray for every single person that listens to the broadcast, even those that might not listen, God. You know the needs of your people like no one else, God. You know their private prayers and their private concerns. You know their ups and their downs, their frowns and tears, God. You know everything about them. God, you know about their family situation. You know about the sickness and disease that they're battling. God, we are praying for complete holistic healing to take place through you, Jesus Christ. We are praying that the balm of Gilead, which is you, Jesus, begin to go out through the land, Lord Jesus, and begin to heal and begin to deliver and begin to restore hope, God. And begin, God, even to encourage, God, and show them you, Lord Jesus. Send out ministering angels, God, to be able to show those that are out there, even that those that are not saved, a more excellent way in you, Jesus Christ. Allow us to be the salt, light, and power that you have demanded and declared that we should be. That someone will cry out, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to change my life around? Come, Holy Spirit, come. For truly, this is all about you. And all those things that are going on all around us, every day is something else major that's in the news. But allow us not to be distracted by those things, God, but to keep our eyes and our focus on you and to stay the course, Lord Jesus, to stay focused and to stay the course and stay narrowly focused on you, Lord Jesus, that we might not turn to the left nor to the right, Lord Jesus. But with everything that we go through, with everything that we feel, we might present it to the throne of you. We might lay it down at the foot of you, Lord Jesus. And say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Realizing, Lord Jesus, that we can't do this by ourselves. Understanding that every time we try to do it in our own flesh, in our own mind, we're just messing up. But allow us to trust and believe in you wholeheartedly, Lord Jesus. Allow us just to lay our burden onto you, for your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. Help us, Jesus, through this time. Strengthen our families, our loved ones, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, remove the death angels coming through, God. We pray for life and not death, God. We pray for healing, Lord Jesus. We pray for deliverance of any kind. Whatever deliverance need to be, God, you know it. Whatever the case might be, God, we pray today that you would do it for your people. You would do it for those that you have established, that you've already put your name on them, but they don't even know it yet. They not having even come into the fold, Lord Jesus, but for such a time as that, God, you have already written their name. We pray for them, God. We pray for those Christians that are suffering all across the world, that are being persecuted, that are being killed, that are being jailed, Lord, from China to Russia to the Middle East. God, we pray for those Christians, God, that goes by your namesake, that praise you and have churches, God, in basement. They have churches in dark places and sermons and stuff like that, because if they have it out, they'd be thrown in prison. We pray for them, Lord Jesus. They're being persecuted for your name's sake. Begin to encourage them, Lord Jesus, not to be weary, but to stay the course, Lord Jesus. We pray for those nations that have, that the Christians are not represented. We pray, God, that we will continue to be that which you've called us to be. Again, like the salt and power and the light, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that we might repent of any backsliding, of anything that we did that would bring a negativity to your name. But we present ourselves to you, Holy Spirit, and say to you, use us, Lord Jesus. Send us to the hedges and the highways and compare men and women to come in, God, to the feast, Lord Jesus. Knock on their doors and allow them to know that you are with, allow us to know that you are with us, God. Let us not be afraid, God, of the terror and the arrows that fly by night or the terror of the day, God, but allow us to stay focused on you. Strengthen us where we're weak. Remind us like you did Joshua, that you said be strong, that you promised that you'll be with us. Allow our faces, in some cases, to be like flint, Lord Jesus. Allow our faces to be not worried about what they look like or how they look to us. But we're being obedient to the calling that you have put in our life, God. Allow us to preach the good news of the gospel to the poor and to give sight to the blind, Lord Jesus. So are those things, Lord Jesus, that the enemy has tried to destroy, God. No matter what the color of their skin, no matter whether their background, whether they're rich or poor, Lord Jesus, whether they speak with an accent or not, Lord Jesus, allow us, Lord Jesus, to be that which you call. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you today. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Robin. Amen. Again, I want to thank you for joining Friday Night Joy. Amen. This has been Reverend Ray. Just remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is right there for you. You know, stay focused. You know, don't give up. Hold on. Be encouraged. You know, the Bible says the midnight, the weeping might endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You know, hold on to that. You know, everything has a season. So y'all be blessed. Again, thank you, Reverend Robbins, for joining me. Y'all be blessed, and we'll talk to each other next time. God bless.